While the University of Kentucky is probably best known nationally for its basketball program, an argument can be made that its opera program isn't that far behind Wildcat basketball in terms of national recognition and recruitment of students. This weekend, the UK Opera Theater program presents Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro at the Lexington Opera House. Director Everett McCorvey notes that this facility is uniquely suited for both performing and hearing Mozart's work, as it has both good acoustics and the audience is never far from the stage, allowing the listener to be more intimate with the performance. And it's also not challenging to the musicians and vocalists to have to struggle to project in what would be a larger hall. In addition to having the perfect setting for this particular opera, McCorvey also notes that Mozart's writing is perfect for younger voices.
In the business, we call Mozart medicine for the voice. It helps the voice to grow. It helps the voice to create a legato phrase. And so we try to present some Mozart work every 4 or 5 years. And it's been a while since we've done Mozart. Mozart is a staple of the American repertory, and The Marriage of Figaro is in the top five operas in the world. Everywhere does it. The nice thing also about what we're doing is we're doing it in Italian. But now that doesn't mean that our audience will have to understand Italian. We use supertitles, and so supertitles are projected against a screen on both sides of the stage and in the middle of the stage at the top, so that while you're watching what's going on stage, you can look to the right or the left or up above and translate everything that's going on. But it's great for our students because Figaro is done mostly in Italian around the world. And so for our students to have that experience early, it's just great. It's great for our orchestra to be able to play this repertory. John Nardalillo, our music director and conductor, always talks about the fact that his orchestra is a better orchestra because they accompany singers. It makes them better orchestra players because they understand that flexibility. It's just a win-win all the way around. And so Mozart began, his experimentation with the voice was with the different colors in the voice, but not necessarily with the volume of the voice. When you get to Verdi and Wagner, they began to experiment with larger orchestras, sheer volume. Can a singer perform over an orchestra of 80 people or an orchestra of 60 people? Well, in Mozart, you may have an orchestra of 20, 30 people. So for young voices, they're able to sing more easily over the orchestra. And if you think about in the theaters that these operas were presented, they did not have the use of microphones. And so Mozart was very, very sensitive to the needs of the voice. He was married to an opera singer, and so his experience in the vocal repertory was quite considerable. And something that Mozart does, and the reason we call it medicine for the voice, singers deal with, if you can imagine a car that, if you're driving a car, say a standard shift, but if you can imagine that a car has three gears, a first gear, second gear, and a third gear, well, you don't drive a car all in first gear. So you don't drive it all in second gear. It has to go through all of the gears. So as voice teachers and singers, what we have to do is train the voices to sing in those different gears. And we have to train the voice to be able to go comfortably from one gear to the next gear to the next gear. Well, the reason we call Mozart medicine for the voice is that he places a lot of the singing in between the gears. So then what singers have to do is learn how to strengthen the part of the voice that's in between the gears. So then, all of a sudden, when they finish singing Mozart, their transition from their first gear to second gear, or from their second gear to their third gear, is quite smooth. And so all of the singers who are singing, when they finish singing a rehearsal, they say, boy, my voice feels so good. And they can't really explain why, because they're younger, but the voice teachers know why, because Mozart has perfected the way of helping to train a singer to sing in the part of the voice that, while it may be a bit uncomfortable at the beginning, as they sing, those muscles in that part of the voice become very strong. And so then the whole voice is stronger as a result of learning how to sing in those gears. And so it's quite spectacular what he's able to do.
Arts Weekly's Roger Duval speaking with UK Opera Theatre director Everett McCorvey. The production of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro runs through the weekend. Coming up, in addition to opera, Lexington will have visual arts and crafts on display and for sale this weekend. More about Kentucky Craft at the Market when Arts Weekly Here and Now continues.